What's up, everyone? Welcome to week 12 of the Syndicates. Eddie, Vic, and John all back together this week. We've been a MIA the past couple of weeks. I know last week we weren't able to get together at all, and then each one of us has been missing for a couple of pod episodes, but we're all back together. So, guys, good to have you all back. What's up, everyone? Welcome to week 12 of the Syndicates. Eddie, Vic, and John all back together this week. We've been MIA the past couple of weeks. I know last week we weren't able to get together at all, and then each one of us has been missing for a couple of pod episodes, but we're all back together. So, guys, good to have you all back.
Yeah, we're back at full strength. Now we got to go 3-0.
Yep,
exactly.
Good. When we're together, we start rolling. So let's do it this week.
Yeah, sure. Man. So yeah, we're not even gonna waste any time. We're gonna jump right into the games, starting with Thursday night football. And actually, this week I was just talking to Vic about this before. I really had this week circled for the past couple of weeks because there's a lot of games that I think fit how we like to bet in this slate. So I really like this week's games, and I think we're going to do pretty well this week. But this one's going to be a fun one on Thursday. Finally getting some good games these past couple of weeks. But Indianapolis at Houston, battle for the AFC South Division lead. I think both teams have the same record currently. Indy has got the tiebreaker because of the head-to-head win earlier this year. Currently, Houston is -4 at home. Line opened up around 5.5. It creeped down a little bit. Vic, I'll let you kick it off first. I saw there's been a little bit of line movement. Where's the money going on this? And you got an opinion on this one?
Yeah, so we'll start off with the line move. It opened at 6, 5.5 across the board, and the line has come down considerably. It's at 3.5 pretty much everywhere. So 67% of the public is on Houston. The money is also on Houston, so it had to be the Sharps taking the 6 early. And so it's a tough game, man. I like the Colts. I love both of these teams. Houston kind of let me down last week against the Ravens. I thought that was a good spot for them. I like the Colts always. They've been good to us. They're just a solid team. Jacoby Brissett's been amazing. So I was hoping to get 6, but I'm going to probably lay off this game just because I don't like it at 3.5 either way. So I don't know. Maybe you guys can convince me, but that's where I'm at right now.
John, you're always on the primetime games. Who are you liking in this one, or who are you going to end up playing?
I feel like this game has already been set up by sharp bettors to get middled, right? Because it opened 5.5, 6. It's down to 3.5. It's down to 3.5, and 80% of the money so far. Only I'm looking at Action Network, and I don't know how many bets there are on here, but 80% of the money is on Houston. So I mean, it's weird. It's going both ways. So I feel like it's been set up to get middled, and it's probably going to fall somewhere right on that number. I like Indy, right? But I'm with Vic. I don't know if 3.5 is if I want to take 3.5 anymore when I didn't get the best of the number. We're always on Indy. Indy's always been good to us, right? Every time we play them. I mean, they definitely got the better coach, the way he, you know, the style of play by Frank Wright over Bill O'Brien. We'll take his coaching staff all day over Houston's. So I don't know. I always end up playing this game. I end up taking Indianapolis for a little bit. Just a small lean, nothing strong so far. But like you were saying earlier, Eddie, there's a lot of games we're gonna agree on this week.
Yeah, Eddie. Before you jump in, John, to your point about the coach, man, I couldn't agree more. Last week when I was on the Texans, I was talking to another guy that I talk to a lot, respect a lot, and he goes, I love the Texans, great spot, everything points Texans, but he's like, there's such a huge coaching mismatch in this game against the Ravens. He's like, are you sure? You know, and after he said that, I was like, damn. I mean, we already tweeted out our pick of the week. I already picked the Texans in my contest, right? But I mean, that's such a big point that I feel like Deshaun Watson and the Texans are so good, but like they're playing above the coach's head and kind of making up for how bad Bill O'Brien is, man. It's just, it sucks.
Yeah, I'm the Texans, man. They're a team that should be so much better than they are, and I think you're right. Bill O'Brien is kind of holding them back. They have the franchise quarterback who is, you know, pretty much put the team on his back in a lot of situations and helped them out of some tough spots and got them wins when they shouldn't have won. And then last week, man, Vic, I know we were all kind of fighting over that game last week, trying to get, you know, see who could get the Texans in their pick of the week. And they just came out and completely laid an egg. That really was one thing that set me back last week, was that game there. So I don't know. It's hard for me to trust the Texans because they're so hit or miss. And Indy, like you said, has always been pretty reliable for us. Only thing about this game is I feel like we've lost a little bit of value with how much the number has dropped, but I do like Indianapolis in this spot. So anything over 3, I'll probably still play it a little bit, but it's not going to be anything, any big play that I'm going to make because of how much the line has dropped. So I think we're all kind of consensus here leaning towards Indianapolis on this game here for Thursday Night Football. On to the Sunday games. 1 o'clock, first one up. We got an ugly one. Miami at Cleveland. Buffalo last week was a game I really liked just because I felt like all the value had been squeezed out of Miami because they had won 2 games. And the second one against Indianapolis, that one was kind of one that a lot of bounces went their way. They really didn't – they got outplayed in the game, but they still got the win because of Brian Hoyer. So I thought we've lost a little bit of value on Miami. They covered so many in a row. I'm also not laying Cleveland with 10.5 here, so I'm going to stay away from this one. John, you like anything in this?
Last time we were all together, I said no more Cleveland Browns for me. At that time, they were just destroying us. I'll be honest with you guys. I was on Cleveland against Buffalo a couple weeks ago. I was on Cleveland against Pittsburgh, even though I said, you know, they kind of made up for me, the last 2 weeks, what I've been raving about on the podcast and ranting how they've been horrible. So I kind of like them in this spot here. I feel like they're I feel like Cleveland's going to go on a little run here. So what is it, 10? 9.5?
10.5, it looks like.
It's at 10.5, 11, but 10.5.
I mean, I'm not taking Miami, that's for sure. So it's kind of Cleveland or nothing if you're going to play this game. I know it's a high number, and I tend not to take big spreads, favorites. Unless I actually try to fade them, unless it's New England. It worked last week with me with Denver against Minnesota. So I don't know. Small lean Cleveland. Not really too confident about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm with you. What's interesting is the public is all over Miami. Who would have thought we would find a game where they're actually taking the Fins? So I'm with you, John. A small lean on Cleveland. I don't know. There's so many other games I want to play, so I don't know if I'll put real money on it. But it looks like, the public's all over Miami. Cleveland is playing better football. We got to take a quick minute and obviously talk about what happened with Myles Garrett, right? That was insane. He could have literally killed that dude. So what do you guys think, man? Is he going to come back to the NFL? Is he done or is he back next year?
Hey, they did it perfect with an indefinite suspension because they couldn't say 3 games. They couldn't say, you know, whatever. Honestly, I thought they were going to come out and because of all the media hype of what happened, I thought they were just going to straight up say, this guy is done forever. And I wouldn't have been surprised if they did that. So, I mean, for them to say indefinite suspension is the best thing that could have happened to him because that's given him an out to get back into the league.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, what he did was I don't care what the guy did. I don't care if he said something about your mom or if he hit you in the nuts. You don't – I mean, that was assault. That could have been a lot worse than what it was. So,
yeah, he got lucky. It hit the bottom of the helmet, the padding.
He got lucky. Rudolph got lucky. The NFL got lucky because that would have been a disaster PR for the NFL.
Especially, this was my whole thing. Imagine if he did hit Mason Rudolph in the right spot. Even if he just made him, like, knock him out. And he just, you know, you see all the eyes shut and he just, like, you know, hopelessly falls down and he's not moving or something like that. Just the optics of it, how bad it would have been for the NFL and what they would have had to deal with. So I think, honestly, Myles Garrett caught a break that you know, Mason Rudolph just kind of took it like a, you know, a punch like a boxer would. And it was like, yo, what the hell? So I think that saved Myles Garrett a little bit, because if he would have knocked him out or caused any serious damage, he'd probably be done for a long time. But the fact that, you know, Mason Rudolph just was like, hey, you know, where's the flag on that? Saved him. I think he's going to get a big suspension. I know he's appealing right now because you can't technically have indefinite suspensions in the NFL.
Yeah.
So you have to have a certain number of games that you're suspended for. I think the NFL just came out knowing that that was the case so they could buy themselves some time, talk it over. But the very next day still also make it look like they acted on it and came down pretty hard. So I think he'll probably get 6 to 10 games. I think he should get at least 10. So he won't be coming back this season. We'll probably see him around like week 5 or 6 next year when he finally comes back. And it's just so weird because, I mean, Monday Night Football just did a story on him when the Browns were on earlier this year, talking about how this dude's so quiet. He's cool, calm guy, and, you know, writes poetry. And then all of a sudden you see him just come out and wallop the dude over the head with his helmet. So,
yeah, I mean,
very out of the ordinary for him.
He's lucky, like you said, Eddie. The appeal is going on literally as we speak. And I think he'll get the rest of this season and be back next year. That's what I'm thinking.
And it's just – it's crazy because you think – it just reminds me of Albert Haynesworth. Like, when I talk about Albert Haynesworth, what's the first thing you guys remember about him? The stomp.
Yeah, he stomped the guy, right?
He was pretty good. We remember exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. He was the best defensive tackle in football for a long time. I think he was, like, the first – defensive player to ever get $100 million or something like that from the Redskins when they paid him a stupid contract, and they just basically ate his way out of the league after that. So it's going to stick with Myles Garrett for the rest of his career, no matter how good he is or what he does. So sucks for him, but the price you pay. So I don't think this game is going to be too attractive for any of us to bet. So we'll move on to the next one. My Buffalo Bills at home, 4-point favorites against the Broncos. This is our season right here because we have a tough, tough schedule coming up. 7-3, Denver, man. John, they were your pick of the week last week. They blew the game, but they still got the cover for us. But, man, talk about a choke job. That was bad.
Yeah, I feel like I lost when they lost. I felt bad for them for a little bit, and then I was like, oh, you know what? Hey, I won. Who cares? But, yeah, that was wild that they blew such a big lead. You saw it coming. It felt just like the college game the night before when Baylor had such a big lead, and then they ended up blowing it to Oklahoma. But man, I'd be a little worried if I were here. If I were you, Eddie, this feels like trap written on it here. I'm not touching this game. If I did, I'm definitely going with the Broncos plus the 4 points. I mean, Eddie, Vic is going to tell us this, but the money's all over Denver and the public. One. So to me or you or to anybody else, when it's just A versus B, we're definitely taking Denver's side on this game. So I like it a little bit. I'm gonna stay away because, man, Denver. I mean Buffalo. They're coached well and their defense is good. And you know, one stupid thing that Denver does, you know, it's not a 10-point spread like last week. They can't make any mistakes. So I'll stay away. I like Denver. I'd be a little worried because if Denver ends up winning this game, if Denver ends up covering this game, I feel like they're going to win this game also. So that's my take.
Yeah, I think, John, you nailed it. I mean, 60% of the public's on Buffalo. 67% of the money is on the Broncos. The reverse line movement on the Broncos. The line opened at 5. It's down to 4 across the board right now. So usually how we bet, like you talked about, John, if we're not looking at teams, we would be taking the Broncos all day. But you also kind of nailed it. I mean, I've watched the Broncos play a lot this year, and they're in a lot of games. I got to give them credit. But they always find, like, really dumb ways to lose, you know, just like last week. And so, like you said, I think either they win the game straight up or I think – they lose by 7 or 10 points, but it's going to be a close game all the way through. But I don't think I could lay money on them. Eddie, I do want to hear your take because obviously this is your squad. So I'll throw it over to you.
Yeah, I like Denver in this spot. I'm not going to lie. It kind of scares me.
Is this a real thing or is this a real you like Denver?
No, I do like Denver in this spot. I probably am not going to bet it just because I don't know. I don't want to bet against this, but – I think Denver is the right side in this. I think the movement of the line's kind of shown that. The way Denver played last week, their defense is pretty solid. I know Buffalo put up 37 points last week, but it was against Miami. They were really focused on coming out and getting the offense clicking last week. It's tough. I don't want to bet against the Bills, but I'm going to tell you why I really like the Broncos. The Bills play on Thanksgiving next Thursday. I feel like they might be looking ahead. They play Dallas.
Okay. That's a big, big game. Yeah, they probably circle that game all year.
It's their only primetime game, although they did get flexed to one of those Saturday games later in the year against the Patriots in Week 16. But this was the only primetime game that they had scheduled all year was this Cowboys on Thursday Night Football. Every other game that they've had has been at 1 p.m. So, man, that just – it scares me. It's a short week coming up. I feel like they could be looking ahead to Dallas. But at the same time, I know that they know they need this win because they play Dallas, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and New England their next four games after Denver. So,
wow.
Yeah, though that's when the schedule gets really tough. And they're in the thick of the things for the wild card. So they need this game. This is a home game for them. But that look ahead is what scares me. So not going to touch this game, but I do lean Denver if I did.
All right. I think we're all kind of on the same page. We all like Denver. I would say maybe the line goes back to like 4.5. That might be where it settles. So something to keep an eye on.
Definitely. Next one up, we got Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. I have no way I'm taking the Bengals. They are awful. They did put up a little bit of a fight against the Raiders last week, but still not a team I want to back. But, I mean, this could be their Super Bowl where they try and go all out to ruin Pittsburgh's season. 6.5, 7 points at home. I see a couple different numbers out there is what they're getting. So I'm not going to touch this game. If I did, I would take Cincinnati. So, Vic, anything you like in this one?
I like the Bengals plus 7, man. I think it's because of what you said, that the Bengals literally have circled this game. They want to ruin Pittsburgh's season. It's kind of a rivalry game. They're at home. And I just haven't been too impressed with Pittsburgh, man. I know they're winning. They're playing good ball. They're getting by. But and I was impressed with how the Bengals kind of played the Raiders last week. They didn't give up. They looked a lot better than they did against the Ravens, but the Ravens are destroying everyone right now. So I like the Bengals plus 7, man. There's a bunch of sevens out there. So that's a game I'm definitely going to be – that's going to be on my card.
I don't think we're going to find a game this week where we all don't agree on. That's the way the board is just playing out. I feel like this is our kind of week where we kind of, you know, go like a 9-3 or something like that. But I like the Bengals too. I like the Bengals because Pittsburgh always plays down to their opponent or plays up to their opponent. It's been like this for years. So, I mean, man, if you're going to end up taking the Bengals on this game, you might as well just sprinkle a little on the money line also, because, you know, they might end up pulling out their first win. I like them plus the 7 points, definitely. So, with all that being said, I probably won't end up taking them because they haven't won a game all year. But, I mean, if this might be the one that they end up pulling off. So, they played Oakland, you know, pretty decent last week. They hung around for as long as they can. So, I mean, they got the cover. So,
next one up, we got the New York Football Giants at the Chicago Bears. The Sharps are on the Giants week after week, and they are just not covering. So, I don't know why they keep backing this team, but I'm not going to touch this game at all. I know we said we really like this week, but don't worry. The games are coming where we really like coming up. Vic, your Chicago Bears laying 6 at home. Who's the quarterback, and is there anyone you like in this one?
Oh, man. Every week I watch these guys, it impresses me more, and I think we still have 3 TV games coming up. So just really sad. I like the Giants, man. I'm just auto-fading the Bears. I've been doing it the last couple weeks. Ever since that Oakland game, I've just kind of been sour on them. So I took Giants plus 7 right out the gate. Quarterback situation, it looks like – Mitch is going to try to give it a go. It's a hip pointer. He's getting therapy. And he's going to be kind of limited in practice this week. So I think they want to trot him out there. If it's Chase Daniel, I don't know if you guys remember this, but he lost to the Giants last year.
In New York, right?
In New York when we were actually good and they didn't even have Odell. So if he's starting, I mean, take Giants money line maybe. But at some point with this offense, with this coach, this quarterback, it's just too much. The Giants, I know the Sharps take them. I know they haven't covered, but they've been in a lot of games. They have an offense where, you know, they can get some backdoors. Saquon and Ingram both look like they're going to play this week. That's what they're leaning towards. I took the Giants +7. But what are you thinking, John? I'll kick it off to you.
Man, I guess we are going to find a game we disagree on. I like the Bears in the spot in a weird way. I like the Bears in the spot because I feel like they're giving too many points. So I like the over. I feel like there's a get-right game for the Bears for their offense. If they can't score against the Giants, then, you know, they're gonna end up getting a new quarterback next year. So the whole who's playing quarterback is still up in the air. I'm saying all this based upon, and I know this sounds funny because he's been garbage this whole season, but I'm saying this based upon Trubisky playing the game. I saw what he did to the Lions. I know it took a whole half for it to happen, but it eventually did, where he put some things together. If that Bears defense can hold on until he figures things out, I can see them covering 7 points here. So not a game I'm playing. I'm just going to sit back and see what happens. Maybe a second half if the Giants are tied, look for the Bears second half, or if they're down maybe for a comeback. Because, I mean, I still like this Bears defense, even though, you know, the rush has not been that good this year.
But here's my question to you, and what we've talked about, like, on this pod a few times, but the season is officially over, right? So as much as I love the Bears D and every guy on it, is this a game where they're just kind of half-assing it, going through the motions because of just how bad the offense has been? Like, last week, dude, they gave him 2 turnovers in the first quarter, and they got 0 points off of that. I feel like they just might be dejected, demoralized, and just kind of going through the motions this game. That's another reason why I took the Giants, because, Eddie, I know you've pointed this out a bunch of times in the past. It's like the game right after the teams know their season is over, they just kind of pack it in.
Yeah, and the Bears played well last week on Sunday Night Football, I thought. They should have covered that game for sure, at least cash in a couple times, but for somehow, some way, they did not get the coverage and lost a low-scoring game. But I think they played well enough to at least win the game or cover. I know Eddie Pinheiro didn't help things with the missed field goals. So there's a lot of things that didn't really go their way, but I thought they played well. So again, motivation is something it's hard to handicap, and we're not sure how they're going to come out this week, but that's why I just can't touch those games, because I don't know how motivated the Bears are going to be at this point in the year. So.
Yeah, that's the story of every game, though. I feel like every team has wanted to give away the game to the Bears, and they just kind of – they don't win. The Chargers have lost every game in the last possession, and we lost that game. It's just been one of those kind of seasons. So. And I think fans are just sad because it's like, what's going to happen next year? Like, we still have all these questions that we wanted answered, and we're still kind of on the same boat. So – but we'll see. I know what you guys are saying, but I just had to go the other way. Maybe because I'm just sour. Maybe I'm just hating on him right now. But that's why I took the guy.
So I just want to ask you a quick question. I know we've got to run quick here, but is Ryan Pace the type of guy that will be stubborn and stick with Trubisky, even though we all know he's not the answer? Or is he going to admit this offseason, I screwed up that pick and Trubisky's not the answer, and move on? Bring in a Bridgewater, Cam, someone like that. What is your feeling on this? I saw a Gary V video a couple days ago, just talking about how, you know, the biggest thing that employers fail at is leaving their egos at the door and admitting when you hired the wrong employee. Yeah. And I feel like when he was saying that, it was almost like, this is Trubisky right here. Like, you got to move on from him. I kind of feel that way about Allen, but Allen has spurts. So
that. I think you bring up a great question. I'll answer it in two ways. No, I don't think Pace is the kind of guy to admit his mistakes. I think he's tied to Mitch, and I don't know. He's just not accountable for anything. He doesn't do media sessions. I don't know if you guys saw that 10-page article by Dan Weider in the Chicago Tribune, but he basically broke down the draft, why the Bears, what Pace went into thinking, why he took him over the other two guys, et cetera, and just everything that I've read and now kind of seen about him that has me soured on him. Like, how do you not – there's only three quarterbacks. How do you not work out one of them? How do you not talk to one of them? How do you, like, completely just – you know, cancel Watson off your list. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but for all of that, so I don't think he will. I think he knows that he's going to have to bring in competition, quote unquote. So we might sign a veteran or we might draft a kid, but I don't think he's going to make that. And then just the second thing, to your point, I think fans are just frustrated because, again, we don't have hope. We don't know what kind of GM he's going to be. And, like, do we trust him to make the right call at quarterback? Like, if you guys remember, he's the same guy that paid Mike Glennon $20 million, right? Because he said Glennon was a perfect fit for this, you know, system, this team. He's the guy that took Mitch over Watson and Mahomes. I had no problem going up to go get a quarterback, but – when you don't do your due diligence, when you don't work out all three guys, when you swing and miss so big that you've set the team back for years now, I don't know if I trust them to go out and make that quarterback decision. So I don't know. That's why it's dire times. I think that's why fans are just upset, sad, like demoralized. So I don't know if that makes sense, Eddie. I was kind of ranting there.
No, that's fine. That was kind of what I was looking for. So.
It's so crazy how big of a swing you go with. Can you imagine where was Vic last year this time to where is Vic today? You know what I'm saying? Like that is so wild. So I don't know. That guy didn't do his job. He's going to end up sticking with Trubisky probably until they both are gone. And that's probably going to be at the end of next year. So you're right. He's just going to end up getting some veteran to back him up and give this guy another shot.
All right, so let's move on to the next game. John, I know this is a game you were talking about that you liked. The Jets are home 2.5-point underdogs against the Raiders. Boy, this is cooking for a game that we like, so I'll let you take it away first.
Yeah.
On this one.
I mean, look, you just look at it, and just Oakland just looks like the sexy pick here. So, you know, us being contrarian bettors, just spotting it. I spotted this one right away. And then after I looked at where everything's at, it's 63% on Oakland and over 70% of the action's on the Jets. And that is, you know, that's quite a few tickets. That's over 2,000 tickets. And the line I see is at 2.5 right now, which I actually like. You obviously want to get 3, right? But I feel like the Jets are going to win this game. They have been they played really well last week. I know it was against Washington. Oakland didn't really show up last week against Cincinnati, so I don't know if this is going to become a trend or what. But, you know, I can definitely see the Jets, you know, being able to move the ball offensively against that horrible Oakland secondary. And then, you know, the Jets' defense is not bad. So one or two mistakes with a turnover or so by Oakland and, you know, Jets are going to end up winning this game. So this is one I'm definitely going to be on. I know we're going to talk about our picks of the week at the end. This might be mine, depending on what else we end up going with here.
Vic, before you go, two things. Are there still some threes out there? And where's the majority of the money coming in on?
There are. So the line opened at Oakland -3.5. It's down to 2.5 at some places. It is at 3 at a bunch of places offshore. So if you're going to take the Jets, grab the 3 or grab the money line. And the public is on the Raiders. The money, quote unquote, is on the Jets big time. 69% of the money is on the Jets. And so definitely reverse line movement on the Jets.
Love it. So, Vic, is there anything? Are you kind of in agreement with John there?
Yeah, I agree with everything John said. I like the Jets +3. I think they have their live dog. They have a chance to win this game. So it'll come down late. I will grab 3. It'll be a part of my card this weekend.
Love it. I'm going to be same for me here. Going to be a part of mine as well. I love the Jets plus the three. They've been playing really well. I've had their defense in fantasy the past 2 weeks, so they've actually got me quite a few points. I really think they've been playing well on the defensive side of things, and then the offense is starting to click now as well. Sam Darnold, 4 touchdowns last week. I know that they haven't been playing the greatest competition in the Redskins and Giants, but you know, win's a win, get you clicking, get you rolling. And I think coming back, being at home against the Raiders, they can try and play that spoiler role. And they know that the Raiders coming in pretty hot. I think the public's going to be all over them, which, like you said, they already are. So give me the Jets plus the three. I love this game. So one that I think we'll be considering as a pick of the week once we get to the end of these games here. So we'll check it out. Next one up, we have another 1 o'clock game, Carolina at New Orleans, open -7 after Carolina's awful performance against the Falcons last week. This line has jumped to 9.5 and 10 in some spots. Carolina is just not a team I want to back. I think we squeezed everything out of them, rode them a lot this year, but now is the time to jump off. And Kyle Allen, he played well, but he just, you know, he's not the answer. I think he's starting to regress back to where he truly is as a quarterback. If I had to take this one, I'd probably go with the Saints, but I don't think I'm going to bet this one because it's still a divisional game. Carolina could also be pretty embarrassed off of how bad they played last week and could come out pretty motivated here. They do have some injuries that are starting to pile up a little bit, but I'm not going to touch this game here. So, Vic, anything you like in this one?
Man, I mean, you nailed everything that I was thinking about the game. I mean, we've ridden Carolina. They look good. Now they're kind of on the downswing. Breeze and company are clicking. I see a huge game coming from Alvin Kamara. I think this is his game that he's going to absolutely run wild. So this has law written all over it. I mean, value-wise, I do like the 10 points. This is like the look-ahead line. The preseason line was, you know, 6 to 7 points. So, I mean, you're getting 3 points. You're getting some value. But Saints D has shut down quarterbacks this year. I think Kamara snaps. So I'm going to have to get this one out.
John, how about you?
I'm not touching this game. I know we didn't talk last week, but when that line started trending down towards the Falcons, I know I didn't get a good number. I mean, it still worked out in my favor, but I just saw that Carolina was going to lose that game. You know, that line opened up at about 6, and it went all the way down to maybe like 3.5 right before kickoff. And I see this line doing the same thing already. It started at, what, 7, 7.5? It's up to 10. I'm not playing it, though, because I'm with Eddie Ware, because it is a division game, and I can see Carolina kind of getting up for it. 10 points is just too much for me to play, and I already saw some other things I like the Jets and some other games. So I'm going to stay away from this one. If I did play this game, if you made me play it, this is the only game you want to play, I'm going to end up taking the Saints here too.
I think we're all kind of in agreement there.
Yeah.
Next one, we get another NFC South matchup. Tampa Bay is at Atlanta. Atlanta coming off 2 really strong performances in the division, looking for possibly a third coming out of their bye week. After they had that bye week, man, they turned things around. They could have easily just went in the tank. Tampa Bay, for all the times that we backed them, I feel like we haven't been as unlucky this year as we were last year. They're still one of the worst teams against the spread this year. I think they're 2-8 against the spread. So I was surprising when I saw that stat earlier this week. This spot here, line has moved from -3 to -4.5. I think it's a little overreaction from what we saw last week. I do like the Bucs in this spot here. And I don't know if I'm going to bet it just because there's so many other games I like. But this is one I'll be considering. The Bucs plus the 4.5 here is where it looks like in most places. So, John, I'll let you take this one next. Two of our favorite teams that we love to talk about, the Falcons and the Bucs. Who you like?
Man, what has Atlanta turned into the last – I'm not playing this game. I hate this game. I'm not going to touch this game. I can't even tell you, like, where the money's at or anything like that because I skipped over it. But Atlanta, what have they been doing the last 2 weeks? They look like they're Super Bowl contenders again. So, This is a stay away from me. What is this, a 1 o'clock game or a 4 o'clock game?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Yeah, no, I'm good. No, so I don't like this game. I'm not gonna end up playing it. Just, this is like the game that you might end up seeing it a lot on Red Zone because there might be some offensive action, but gambling wise, I'm not gonna end up touching it.
All right, Vic, what about you?
Or you'll see it on Red Zone because Jamison Jones can take pictures. He's always good for a couple of those, which is why, Eddie, I want to take the Bucs so badly. Because you know my hate for Atlanta, but I'm so scared of, like, a Jameis pick six to, like, blow the cover. Man, Atlanta's playing really good. I picked up their defense this week in fantasy. And so I'm kind of torn, but I do like the Bucs plus four. I don't think Atlanta is good enough to lay 4 points. So I'll be on the Bucs plus four small.
All right. I like it. John, you eating some chips over there?
Todd eating some sandwiches.
I'm done right now. I'm done, fellas.
It's all good. Your team's coming up next. It's the next game we're going to talk about. So we got the Lions on the road against the Redskins. 3.5-point favorites. Yeah. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Vic. Is your quarterback playing? And two, who do you like in this one? Because
no, my quarterback's out for the season, I think. So, I don't know. We look good on offense. Our defense has been bad all year. You know, Driscoll's been surprisingly moving the ball. And, you know, Washington's not that good. I know this number is short. I'm not gonna end up playing this game. It's too tough. I mean, if you're looking at the line and you're looking at the number, you know, in this spot here, I mean, it tends to tell me to take the Lions, but I don't know, man. They might lay. You know, talking about seasons that are over, you know, Bears might still have a slim chance of doing something, right? If they kind of run the table, we're not running nothing. So I'll stay away. Line kind of tells me take, you know, it opened up one, it's up to 3.5, so you know, smart money did move this line up in Detroit's favor. Not something I'm gonna end up playing.
Vic, what about you? You playing this one? I probably won't be.
I don't think I'm going to be touching it, but I will say two things. Vegas is going to need this game badly. This is the highest public money coming in on this game next to Baltimore. So you got about 90%. It's 90-10. I mean, we usually fade 80-20. You're looking at like a 90-10. But that being said, I mean, Haskins and the Skins look so bad. There was a clip last weekend where Haskins was like pleading with his old line. I don't know if you guys saw that on Twitter.
Yeah, I did.
And they were, like, laughing at him. So, like, I just don't see – Detroit is actually – their offenses look really good. Yes, their defense is abysmal, but I don't think the Skins can take advantage of that defense. Driscoll's look good. He's mobile. He's getting the ball down the field. Scarborough looked pretty good at running back. So, I don't think the Skins put up enough points to hang with the Lions, but I just can't touch a game that's 90-10.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I could bet the Lions because of that. But at the same time, the Redskins, that franchise is a mess, man. I don't see how anyone would ever want to play for that franchise. Seeing what they did with Trent Williams, how bad Alex Smith's injury has turned out. I know it was an ugly injury to begin with, but at the same time, I feel like with the proper care right away and treatments right away, it could, that really makes or breaks how well the rest of the recovery goes. So obviously there's something going on with their medical staff, but man, just not a franchise I would ever want to play for if I was an NFL prospect coming out. And yeah, I did see the clip last week, and his offensive line was like, dude, what are you talking about? Almost like losing respect for him. So yeah. I'm sure that's not going to help things when, you know, you got the guys in front of you who you're calling out, making sure that the camera's right there pretty much watching it. So
you know
how does the Redskins let that leak?
I'm going to go Lions. I'm going to take Lions minus three. I don't know. It's out of character, 90-10. I've never done it, but I'm going with the eye test. I've watched every Lions game, every Skin game this year. I'm just going to take Lions minus three. Right. Sorry to cut you off, Eddie. Not my pick of the week or anything, but just after we talked about this game, I'm going to go with the Lions.
Yeah, I am not touching it still, but if I did, I would say Lions as well. So Redskins, just a complete mess of a franchise. Dan Snyder, sell the team. Dolan, New York, sell your team. Make the world a better place. So
Reinsdorf, Bulls, sell your team.
Next one, we got the last of the 1 o'clock games. Seattle at Philadelphia. This is a good one. It is was plus three. Now it moved down to plus 1.5. So Philly laying 1.5 at home. A lot of money coming in on the Seahawks. Is that what I see, Vic?
Yep, you got the public and the sharp money all over the Seahawks. The line started at 3, down to 1.5, even a pick 'em at one book. So, yeah, I mean, everyone's on the Seahawks.
Man, I kind of like Philly in this spot, guys. This is their, you know, it's not make or break because of the division they play in. But that loss last week, I can see their defense is good enough to hold Russell Wilson down, and Seattle's secondary is suspect at best. I know they're 8-2. It's all on Russell Wilson's shoulders that they've been doing this, but you know this line, the line going from 3 to 1.5, I know is telling me that you know they're on Seattle, but I still like Philly in the spot. So I'm gonna end up playing it's a 1 o'clock game. I like this game. Yeah, I like Philly in the spot here. So
I like Philly as well.
All right, cool.
I think
I was gonna be alone.
No, you won't. I know the sharp money and the money is coming in on Seattle, line movement, all that. I do like Philly in the spot because last week I felt like it was a huge game for them. Offense still wasn't clicking, but Seattle's defense is not the best. I know at home they're pretty good. On the road, they're a little bit suspect. Seattle, man, I'm still not a believer. I also think they went into their bye week on such a high coming off that huge win on Monday Night Football at San Francisco that it's, you're going to come back down to earth a little bit. It's going to be a little bit of relief and emotional letdown. Now you got to go all the way over to the East Coast, travel there again, and try and basically recreate what you just did. That's tough to do. So that's another reason why I like Philly. I also think Philly here, they know they're still in it for the division. Dallas is 6-4. I think, is Philly 5-5 or are they 6-4 as well?
Five and five.
So, I mean, they know that in the 4 o'clock slot, Dallas has New England coming up.
Yeah.
So that's, most likely a loss for the Cowboys, I think most people would say. So that if Philly wins this game, Dallas loses their game, they're right back tied for the division lead, and they still got another game that they play up head-to-head the rest of the way. So big game for Philly here. I think they need this win, and I think they get it here. So I'm going to take the Eagles. This is definitely one that will be on my card and one that I'm considering for a pick of the week. So, Vic, I hope you're in agreement with me and John.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page. And even if you watch that Eagles-Pats game last week, as much as it seemed like the Pats dominated that game, the Eagles were in that game till the last play, right? It's a must-win for them. I think this is going to be a game that they pull out. Unless Russell Wilson does some, magician stuff that he always does, I think with the public all over Seattle, this is a good spot for Philly. We're getting some value. It's at Pick'em at some books, which is great. So, minus one across kind of if you want to take the average. So, I think we're all in agreement here, man. Philly at home, their offense will do just enough. And I think Alshon's coming back this week, which they badly need. They have a good running game because Jordan Howard was out last game too. So, without Howard, without Alshon, they still were down to the last play against the Patriots. So I think this is just a good spot for the Eagles this weekend.
Yeah, man, the fumbles last week killed the Eagles. I feel like they had a really good chance of covering, if not winning that game. But yep. Sorry, John, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I feel like they match up well against Seattle. What Seattle's going to try to do, Philly can stop. They're going to be able to get to Russell Wilson. That's the main thing. If he's not going to be able to be a magician back there in the pocket, which I don't think the Philly, you know, the front is going to let him do, that paired with Wentz's passing offense against that I think a horrible Seattle secondary is just plays out well for the Eagles. They just do the things that Seattle's not going to be able to stop. So I really like them in this spot here.
Yeah, and the one thing that we've always knocked Philly for is their secondary, because it always felt like they were just picking guys up off the street and signing them to play cornerback. But they're finally healthy back there. They have all of their corners back. All their safeties are pretty much healthy. Yeah. So they're starting to play better in the secondary. I think we saw last week they played pretty well against New England's wide receivers, who aren't the greatest. And, you know, their offense hasn't been clicking that much this year. But Philly also plays what's called a wide nine defense, and that really is where you put your defense alignment out wide. So it's going to be tough for Russell Wilson to escape out of the pocket and do a lot of those things where he does that magic, because the defensive ends are so wide. Only place he's going to be able to run and scramble is up the middle, which he can do sometimes. But, you know, there's a lot of times how many times we see him roll out of the pocket and, you know, find somebody on the run. Not going to be able to do that. If he runs at all, it's only going to be able to go up the middle. So he's not going to be able to scramble outside and create that magic, which is another reason why I like this one. Let's see here. Next game, 4 o'clock. Finally, we're hitting the 4 o'clock. Jacksonville at Tennessee, AFC South matchup. I've seen a lot of money coming in on the Titans, which is the kind of the side I was leaning towards. So that's unfortunate. Vic, can you confirm is that where it is? And if you like anybody in this spot,
I'll probably skip this game because I literally love all the next games coming up. You got about 69% of the public on the Titans. You had some of the early money on the Titans as well. Line started at 3. It's up to 3.5 at a couple books.
Anyone you like in this one?
I'll sit it out. I kind of lean the Jags because I feel like the full did look good. They're still competitive. They still got a decent defense, but I don't know. It is John's 405 special, right? If you look at the 4 o'clock games, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but John is on to something. Like this season, I feel like all the afternoon games, the dogs have been barking big time. So I wouldn't be surprised if this was another 405 special. So I want to hear what John says, but I'll sit this one out.
Yeah, no, this is not a 405 special's off this week. So it's just a game. You know what I'm saying? There's not a sexy pick here where everybody's on. I just looked at this and I just realized there's only two games at 4 o'clock. This one and you know, I was kept waiting for you to, you know, I kept waiting for 4 o'clock to come around when Eddie's running through them, and I'm like, what the hell? So I looked at it and I saw just this game and in the Dallas New England game. So it's a perfect time to maybe, like, you know, take your wife out or something like that, and, you know, maybe like, you know, catch the game on your phone or something, because there's not a lot of action going on. I don't like this game. This is not a 405 special to me, you know, so I'm not going to end up playing it. I think me and Vic are going to be on the same page in the next game, though.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas at New England, the game of the week. And I might not be with you guys.
We might be on separate sides. So I'll kick it off. I like Dallas. I like Dallas plus 7. It's down to 6.5 at some books. But I think Dallas hangs around, man. And the public's obviously on New England. I hate going against New England. I actually took the Pats last week, which in my contest, and I know that was like the sucker side and I got lucky. But, you know, I hate going against them. But I think that this is the week that Dallas can hang around. They got a good defense. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, and that's why I like getting 7 points.
I'm with you, Vic. So I also – you know, listen, I'll tell you guys one thing. If we did a pod – I know it's ifs, you know, ifs and whats and whatever, but if we did a pod last week, Eddie, you wouldn't end up taking the Eagles. I think I would have convinced you out of that. I was on New England, too, and it sounded like Vic was on New England, too. You would have stuck with your Cardinals last week, and we probably still would have won by a half a point. But I was saying a couple of weeks ago that Dallas, I've been waiting for this Dallas New England game. For some reason, I thought it was in Dallas, which it's not. That's kind of a factor here. But you know, they're going to be able to Ezekiel Elliott's going to be able to run the ball up the middle against New England. That along with Dak playing really well lately. You know, I know it's hard to go against New England, all the things they do good. I just feel like this is going to be a close game. I hate taking a game when I don't feel like the dog is going to win outright, but I'm still 7 points is too much. This is going to be a close game. It's the only game going on at 4 o'clock, really. You know, they don't want this game to get out of hand. And just for that reason, I don't think it will. So I can see a 3-point game here one way or the other. So regardless, I'm getting 7. Give me Dallas Cowboys.
So before I get to my Vic, what are the percentages looking like on this? Is it pretty split?
Oh, I don't know.
You're looking at about 67% of the public on the Patriots.
Wow.
And you're looking at about 70% of the money on the Patriots as well. So, but the line has gone down a little bit. There are some 6.5s out there. You could get a bunch of 7s. So it's kind of split down the board. But, yeah, the public likes New England. I think they're probably seeing Dallas on the road. They're probably seeing New England at home. New England pulled out that win against the Eagles. I don't know, but the public's on the path.
So
I mean, isn't the public's always on the Pats? You know,
yeah,
so.
True.
Yeah. So the thing is we all kind of agree on how this game is going to go. I think we just disagree on which side is the right side. And I'm not saying I think New England is the right side, but I don't think Dallas is. I wouldn't bet Dallas. What I'm going to try and do is maybe bet New England small and also look for to try and catch them live during the game if I can get like a cheap money line price.
Or Eddie, I know what you want to say, but you don't want to say it because John's on the line.
No, there's nobody to tease him. There's nobody to tease him with today. There's no way I wouldn't tease him with anybody else. So
you want to take a dip.
I can't. There's
with the Saints.
If I ever dip, it's 7 down to 1 or pick.
Or with the Browns.
No, I still can't do that. It's still too many points.
You can lose on the hook in that game too.
yep.
Exactly.
Be down to 4, you know?
Yeah. So I just
can't even do.
There's no one else out there to do it with. So I won't tease this game, and it's just, you know, that's what I would do. But I do think New England's going to win. Anytime Dallas goes on the road and plays a good defense, they haven't been playing too well offensively. I know that they're the number one ranked offense in the league, but I still think they played such a garbage schedule. Yeah. And I know New England has as well. So that's another thing. But Tom Brady at home, I can't go against that. I think there's no way that they lose to Dallas. Also, the matchup that I just cannot get over is, I think, the most important one, Bill Belichick versus Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
True.
I think Belichick totally outcoaches him in this game, and I'm going to roll with the Patriots because I think they're going to win it. I don't know if they're going to cover the 6.5, but I think they're going to win, and that's why I just can't back the Cowboys because I don't think they're going to win the game. So I wouldn't be surprised if they do keep it close because New England can't score on offense. So that's my only thing.
Yeah, what I want to do, Eddie, to your point, is I think this is how I'm going to play it. I'm going to take the Cowboys +7, and I'm going to watch this game because there's only 2 afternoon games. And if Dallas goes up early, I'm going to try to take the Patriots live in middle of this game and not sweat it.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to play it. Yeah, it's not a bad idea. So we all kind of agree on how this game's going to go, just different ways of getting there. Next, we got Sunday Night Football. Another good game, man. Green Bay at San Francisco is going to be a fun one. I love the Niners in this spot. I hope there's still some 3s out there so I can get those. Yeah. I really want to take the -3. Packers are always overhyped. Public loves the bet of Aaron Rodgers. And I think, you know, on the road, they're not as good of a team. We've seen them struggle a little bit. They lost to the Chargers last time they were on the road. Now they got to go out to San Francisco. So we'll see if Aaron Rodgers and his boys are paying attention this time or if they come out flat. I just don't think Green Bay's as good as advertised. I think, you know, the whole Aaron Rodgers thing kind of hypes them up a little bit more than they should. So I'll take the Niners here, laying the 3 and get a good bounce back finally back on track.
Yeah, I think John and I are both salivating to take the Niners. So, John, you can go first, and then we'll roll from there.
Yeah, man, I love this game too. I love the coaching matchup. I know that the Green Bay's coach is, you know, we don't know much about him yet, but I love Kyle Shanahan. I love what they're going to be able to do offensively. But I think who's going to win this game for the 49ers is the pass rush against Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to be able to sit back there and dissect the defense, you know, and he doesn't have, you know, Davante Adams is not all there. If the 49ers can shut down Aaron Jones a little bit, it's going to help them to get to Aaron Rodgers. So I really like the 49ers in this spot. This game got flexed into the spot, didn't it? It wasn't always here.
It did get flexed.
Yeah. So, yeah. What's the line? It's 3, right?
Yeah. So you get Niners at 3. It started Niners -4. Publix all over Green Bay. It's at 3 across the board right now. So Niners -3.
Yeah, man. I'm going to be all over the 49ers in this spot here.
I love it. I love the Niners. I'll tell you two of the reasons you already hit, John, coach and pass rush. But I think the biggest reason why I think the Niners roll this game is the Green Bay rush defense. Their running defense is 29th in the league. They're giving up 114 yards per game, and that's exactly what San Francisco does well. I think they're going to pound them on the ground. They're going to pound Rodgers. The public's all over Green Bay, and I love this game. You know, this is one of the games I'm looking at for my pick of the week, but I think that this is just a really, really good spot for the Niners. You got the coaching matchup, the pass rush, the run game, everything kind of checks the boxes for me for this game to be a blowout.
All right. So we all agree on the 49ers there. I think we're all going to kind of fight over that as a pick of the week here in a couple of minutes. But we got one more game to talk about before we get to those picks. And it's going to be Monday Night Football, another game I like. I know a lot of people are probably going to shy away from this. Buy low, sell high, baby. That's my thing. Baltimore Ravens -3 at the LA Rams. Vic, I know everybody is betting the Ravens. Tell me who you like in this one.
Man, so, I mean, if you bet the way we bet, we like the Rams, right? +3. Everyone's on the Ravens. That being said, I'll probably sit this game out. I know John will say I'm not
going to. You're not going to, yep.
Monday Night Football. I'm going to see how I do over the weekend first. The only reason I'm scared is because I've faded, the Ravens twice this season and gotten burned like last weekend. So they're a machine right now, man. Lamar Jackson going to the MVP level. Their defense looks great. Rams kind of, you know, McVay's kind of game planning despite his quarterback right now. So yeah, everything tells me I should take the Rams, but I'm just scared to get in front of the Ravens bus right now, man. So I'll probably hold off for the pod and yes, on Monday, bet something.
Yeah, you know, we always say, like, when do we bet the games? Like, you always try to get the best number. And I always say, like, these Monday night games, unless I really like it a lot, I end up playing it for a little bit because sometimes you don't get the value you could have earlier in the week. So I'm with you. I would end up probably playing the Rams here just for a little bit. It's just a small lean. I don't even know why, really. It's just maybe like a fade of the public is why I would play the Rams here in this spot, because everything tells me, you know, Ravens are the better team. So I'll tell you guys this. What I'm waiting for is, you know, it's still a few weeks away, but, you know, Ravens has turned into everybody's consensus, oh, we're going to the Super Bowl pick. You know, what happened last year when they played San Diego, when they played the Chargers in the regular season, they blew them out. And then when you see Lamar Jackson for a second time, it's a lot easier. So I'm waiting to fade the Ravens when somebody gets to see them for a second time. I don't know when that is, but definitely during playoffs, if it's like a New England or somebody like that that gets to see Lamar again, that's where I'm going to end up fading the Ravens. So small lean on Rams, and it's mainly because I want to fade the public, basically.
Yeah, I'm all over the Rams here. I'll jump in front of that Ravens bus. But, yeah, part of it is the fate of the public, and I also think we're just getting line value here because there's no way you're telling me that in Baltimore they'd be 9-point favorites over the Rams and people would be still betting it. So that's how I look at it. I think if this game was in Baltimore, we'd maybe see it 5 or 6. So I think I'm getting 3 points of line value here. Rams at home. I just got to go with it. I'm going to jump in front of the bus and take the line value and roll with the Rams here. So I like the Rams a lot in this spot. I will definitely be betting it as a game that I include in my picks of the week. So now we'll get to that point and we'll each roll with a game. So I know there's all a couple we were fighting with over. So I'll let you guys take it first. Vic, you got first dibs last week. So John, you can get first dibs this week.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll save it for you guys. And if one of you guys want it, I got a backup. I really like, you know, I like Eagles, Jets, Niners, right? So after talking to you guys and all that stuff, I'm going to go with Eagles for mine. And if I'm stepping on one of your toes, you know, I don't mind the Jets there, but I'll go with Eagles for my pick.
All right. I mean, you know what I'm taking. I'm going Niners. I like Niners -3. I do love the Eagles. John, for the listeners, what line for your Eagles? I got Niners -3.
You got, what is it, 1.5, 2?
Yeah, so it depends. I'm seeing what I know everyone has different books, obviously, right? So one, it's at Pick'em at a couple of places. It's at 1 at a couple of places. It's at 1.5 at a couple of places. So whatever you're getting in your books, let everyone know. If you got to log in, let Eddie go, and then you can finish it off.
Yeah, it's 1.5 at the moment in my book. So if I you know, 1.5, one, it's gonna settle right around there. So I'll put it in at 1.5.
Cool, perfect, Eddie.
I thought I was gonna get stuck with Eagles or the Rams to have to choose from, but instead it's the Jets and the Rams. So 2 3-point underdogs, and I'm gonna go with the Jets as my pick of the week. So I'm going to go with the Jets +3 is what I'm going to take, because you said there's still some threes out there, right?
Yep. Yeah. There's a few threes.
Yeah. I'm going to go with – let me see what my book's got them at.
While you're checking that, Eddie, we got to talk really quick because I know we got to run, but, like, how crazy was that ending to that cards game?
Can you imagine? That was bad.
Can you? I got lucky because I had the hook. But can you imagine losing on that play?
9.5 out there.
I mean, all of us have lost on that kind of play before. But my whole thing is, like, if the NFL is, like, promoting gambling, promoting fantasy, all this kind of stuff, that's a play. Like, how do they not review that play at the end?
Not just that, but at the same time, remember how they used to kick the extra point after those?
True. Yeah. That was huge, too.
They did not do that in this one, or else you would have lost. So yeah. If that play happened 2 years ago, I think it was after the Saints, the Minnesota Miracle game, because right. They had to bring everybody out on the field to kick the extra point, and they basically kneeled.
Yeah, that's all they used to do anyways was kneel.
He was down, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody was down and threw the ball backwards, and, like, come on. That was so wild. I was just laughing. I love, you know, I know every number going into the game. So when something like that happens, it goes off in my head instantly. If it covered, at least not over unders, but I know if it hits the point spread immediately. And oh my God, I was crying. I'm like, man, it's 10. I'm like, you know, most places I saw had the 10.5. So, I knew that there wasn't going to be another play after that, but yeah, man, some poor people out there had 10 or maybe even 9.5.
Only degenerates think like that. Like, I was watching the game with my cousin, and I was like, oh my God, do you understand what just happened? He has no clue, you know? And I'm like, dude, that just cost a lot of people a lot of money, a lot of fantasy stuff, a lot of contest stuff. And he was just sitting there looking at me like I'm a degenerate. So,
yeah,
because we know exactly what every line is. Like, it was nuts.
Definitely. So you guys got any college picks for this week?
You guys want to maybe run through like a game or two for me?
It's actually not a good board this week. So not anything I'm looking at or leaning for me personally. I couldn't find anything I like. Not really too many games. Maybe your Michigan-Indiana game. I don't know if you have an opinion on that. It's like 9.5 at Indiana.
Oh, sweet. Way too many points. I wouldn't play that game. God, I don't know. I haven't. I mean, I guess we can tweet out picks.
Yeah, stay locked into Twitter. We'll take a look a little bit more into college, and we'll let everybody know. So, just to recap our three picks of the week, I got the Jets +3. Vic has the 49ers -3. And John has the Eagles -1.5. So those are our three picks for this week. Looking to get back on track in week 12. Good board. It was really tough to pick three games that we liked and had some good disagreements. We were able to talk through and kind of get a consensus opinions on. So fun week. We'll be back next week, creeping towards the end of the season. That's all I got, guys. Anything you got?
No, good luck to everybody, man. We're going to go 3-0 this week. So
we are. I just wanted to say, like, real quick, obviously, like, all of us deal with life stuff. Like, I lost a really good friend, like, this past week. He was 40. It's crazy, man. It's sad. Like, it's just good to talk to you guys, kind of get my mind off of stuff. It was good to be back. We all got to take care of our health, you know, and it's just crazy. Life is nuts. I'm just glad that I've met you two buddies. I know this is sappy, but we met literally on a podcast through the internet. And I'm just glad that we are doing this pod. We got to hook up next year, 2020, make it happen. So it's just nice to be back on this pod with you fellas this week.
Cool.
All right. Definitely. Man. All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck this week and enjoy.
Let's go.
Let's roll.
See ya.